I had the opportunity to chat with Michelle Wooten. She is an amazing educator and shared so much insight into what she does and what she's passionate about. I truly hope you enjoyed this episode. Please tell me a little bit about yourself.
Well, my name's Michelle Wooten, and I've been teaching since 1983. I teach mostly math now, but I've taught just about every subject there is, because I've specialized in special education and teaching students with emotional and behavioral problems. So I taught in a special school for emotionally disturbed students. I've taught in residential treatment facilities, and I currently teach in a discipline campus for students who are suspended long-term 30 to 45 days.
So in education, we all have good and bad days. Please reflect on some good days you have had in education.
I have lots of good days. I think I'm kind of lucky because I try and find the good in every day. So content-wise, if a student learns something and really feels like they've learned it, that's a really good day. When a student says to me something like what happened a few years ago, you mean MPG stands for miles per gallon and MPH stands for miles per hour? That's what those letters mean? That was a pretty good day. Anytime I get to reconnect with a student after a behavioral issue and I get to apologize, or the student gets to apologize and we get to reconnect and start over, is another really good day. Like I said, I just try and find the good in every day, because there's so many other things that happen in education that without the good, it's hard to keep going.
Yeah, and I agree. And I think that's why burnout happens a lot too, is just because people, our teachers, a lot of times we focus so much on the negative, and not necessarily because we want to, but there's just so much sometimes in our way, and we try to focus on the kids because we know how much our kids mean to us, but there are a lot of things that go on. So I love that you focus on the good in every day, because that's such an important attitude to have towards life and school, because sometimes our kids can have a lot going on, but if you focus on just making one smile or connecting with a kid, that usually makes such a difference.
I think so. I think you said it right there, connecting with kids. I think our kids are coming to us less connected to school and teachers and to a joy for learning. And so I work really hard to try and get that connection, because there's a saying, kids don't care what you know until they know that you care.
Yep.
And so I try and let my students know that I really do care about them as well as their education, and then my content, but all of their education, all of what's going on in school for them.
Yeah, and I love that you said that saying, because my high school teacher, when I had her as a student, she wrote that on a piece of paper, and I still have that paper, but she just, because I was wanting to teach, and I wrote a little story about it, and she just said that exact phrasing and said that because I care for others that I'd be a good teacher, and it ended up being something that I still keep because it just worked out that I am teaching. But I also remind myself about how important it is to just care about the kids, because they're humans first and we have to care about them, and sometimes they don't understand the content. I teach math, and sometimes I don't understand something, and so when I'm trying to help them, I have to realize that they come from different backgrounds and they need my support, and sometimes it's about life and I have to talk to them about something else, but I know that they know that I'm there for them.
Yeah. That, and they need that. Yeah. They need us to be.
Yeah, they do. So likewise, what are some things you've experienced that were difficult at the time, but looking back now, you learned a lot from them?
One of my favorite stories of something that happened in a class is I had a student, I also teach math. I teach math and Spanish. But my main focus is math. And so I had a student who liked to wear his pants below his rear end. And so he came to class and I said, no, you're not coming in with your pants like that. And he said, fine, I won't come to class, because he didn't like math anyway. And I did not see him in class for the entire month of May. And then we went on vacation, and I thought, well, I'm done with him. And then as I was doing some self-reflecting and some preparing to present a workshop to teachers, I realized that I never gave this kid a chance to learn in my classroom. I was so concerned about what he looked like that I forgot he was a student, that I forgot he was a kid. And boy, I felt horrible. And I just hoped and prayed that he would be back in August so that I could apologize and we could have a fresh start. And he did. He came back in August, and I stopped him at the door and I said, look, I don't like where you wear your pants. However, you have to have this class to graduate. So come in, let's learn, let's do some fun things, and we'll work on getting your pants pulled up little by little. And he looked at me and he shook my hand and he said, okay, we'll do this. And I didn't have any problems with him. The couple of times that we had an incident, it was for other things. And he'd look at me and he would say, I know, miss, I know, I'm sorry. I'm really sorry. And life would go on. When he left, I made him a little bookmark with a star on it. And I said, never forget you're a shining star. And this was a big ninth grade boy and a repeating ninth grade boy. So he should have been a 10th grader. And as he walked out of the building, he showed everybody on his way out that little bitty bookmark that I made and said, see, I am a star. And so that's just, you know, when things get hard, I remember kids like that, that need someone there in their corner that's not going to give up on them. So I gave up on him for a while. And then through a process of self-reflecting, I was able to put myself back in his corner. There was an educator by the name of Rita Pearson, and she gave one of the first educator TED Talks. And she said, every kid needs a champion. And I watched that video at least twice a year just to remind myself that every kid needs someone to be in their corner.
Yeah, I love that video. I've watched it so many times too. And it definitely puts things in perspective, and it helps me realize why I do what I do, because sometimes we get so busy with all the testing and all the paperwork and all the emails, and just there's a lot going on, and we forget that there's kids in front of us that need us to care. And they tell me stories all the time, and sometimes like when I'm distracted by things, I'm like, okay, I have this to do, but then I'm like, but these kids are so important that I have to talk to them first and then I can do my stuff. But it is something where you have to build those relationships, because I love hearing my name and I love having kids like say hi to me in the morning and just care about who I am as a person, because they know I care about them. So that's always definitely so rewarding.
Yeah, it is.
So what is one piece of advice you would like to give any new teachers?
New teachers. Relax and enjoy your students. The old saying is, don't smile until Christmas. Well, I say bah humbug, smile the first day. Build those relationships with your kids, because it's the relationships that's going to get you through the hard times. It's the relationships that when kids struggle, you can rely and you can let your kids rely on that relationship to go through that and keep pushing toward success, as opposed to feeling like a failure for both students and you as a teacher.
Yeah, I love that advice. So how can people get in contact with you?
I can't hear you. I'm sorry.
Oh, sorry. How can people get in contact with you?
Oh, on Twitter, my Twitter handle is @ MICHELLEBALLET1.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
Well, you're welcome.
I appreciate you taking the time.
It was a great, I enjoyed it a lot. Thank you for inviting me. And I'll be listening to, I just found you on Anchor And so I'll be listening to the rest of your podcasts. And actually, I was finishing writing up one of mine. So.
Oh, awesome.
It'll be great. All right. Thank you so much. Have a wonderful evening.
Thank you. You too.
Thanks. Bye.